Oh, amen. And women, welcome to Coming Inside Out. I am your host, Brian James. Thank you so much for joining me today. This has been a rough week for me, and I actually had decided not to do an episode this week. I have been struggling putting the new format together. This kind of came out of nowhere for me, so it was like, oh, this has been a rough week for me. And I think it's been a rough week for the country. So I was like, oh, I just have been walking around with such a heavy heart this last week. But I was out walking my dog this morning, and I thought if there was something I could do to maybe uplift myself, maybe uplift some of the listeners, it would be to just do a podcast and read a couple of the emails that I've received from some of our listeners. I went back. Several people have written in since the podcast first aired, and I've reached out to them asking for their permission to read their emails. I haven't heard back from a lot of these people, so I never read the emails. Last week, I went back and I just kind of did a follow-up email with a bunch of people, and one person wrote back and shared an update with me. I'm not going to share the update because they're still going through a lot of stuff, but I will share the original email that I received. Before I get into the emails, this is the month of February. It is Black History Month, so I just want to acknowledge that and honor that. So the first letter I received, and again, I was walking my dog this morning, so I haven't even had a chance to print any of this off. So I'm just going to read this, and it starts with, "Hello, Brian. Great job on the podcast. Looking forward to what you bring in 2025. I am 64 years old and was with my wife for over 40 years with 5 children and 9 grandchildren. My coming out was a difficult decision, but necessary for my mental and physical health." I totally get that. "I have been alienated by some family and friends and viewed as a liar and selfish, but I'm not quite ready to get into all of that yet. My reason for writing in is in response to your latest episode on what we are doing to support one another." So I think that has to do with the DEI. He doesn't say the DEI, but I am pretty sure that's what he means. "Like you and many of your listeners you share about, I am recently out and new to the gay community. My eldest grandchild came out as gay last year. Her parents, along with one of their siblings, have decided to boycott certain companies, but unlike Los Angeles, we live in a small town, and I wonder how our contribution can make an impact. I've not shared your podcast with my family, but hope other listeners will weigh in on what they are doing. My objective in reaching out is less about me and more about supporting my granddaughter and the challenges she will be facing. I wish you continued success." Well, thank you so much for writing in. I haven't had a lot of response since last week. So I just know what I'm doing, which I'm kind of just supporting businesses that support the LGBTQ community. I know there's this big push online about Costco and fewer people going to Target and Walmart and shopping on Amazon. There's a host of other companies that people are electing to not patronize right now, but I've just been doing this day by day for myself. So if other listeners write in and share what they're doing, I'll be happy to let you guys know on a future episode. This email I received months ago. I reached out to this gentleman. I never heard back from him. I reached out to him again last week again, and he wrote me back, and I was so honored in what he shared with me, his update. I will share that since writing this email, he has sought out a therapist and is now in therapy, and really taking this day by day as far as what he plans to do with this information. Whew. I'm sorry, I'm a little nervous today. I don't know why I'm feeling anxious, but I'm here. I think part of every day is just waking up and showing up, and that's kind of where I'm at today. So, all right. Starts with, "Dear Brian, wow. I don't know how this podcast came across my feed, but as another listener said, fate led me to you. I am married with children and not out. I freaked when I first read the title and description of the podcast, and it took me a few months before I listened. I waited until my wife was out of town and binge-watched the entire season. You talk about walking through life with blinders on, and I can totally relate. Throughout my marriage, I found myself in situations where something maybe could have happened if I allowed it, but I didn't want to betray my wife, and quite honestly, I wasn't 100% sure what was going on with me." Hold on, I'm sorry I lost my spot. Okay, in listening to the podcast, I can now honestly say now that I am gay. Wow, I said it. Ooh, I remember that. I think you said you were 47 when this happened to you. "I have been attracted to men since high school, but always knew that I wanted to be married and have children. I love my wife, and I love the life we created, but I feel a deep void, and now I understand what that is. I don't know what I'm going to do going forward. It actually scares the shit out of me. I will continue to listen when I can. It is crazy that I found this podcast. You are courageous for doing this." And then one of the things he wrote back that told me I could share, I think on the last episode or the episode before, someone that has been in the process of coming out told his wife, and they were separating. "In one of your latest episodes, you read a letter from a listener who came out to his wife, and she was very supportive, and they are working things out together. I don't remember if he said how old he was, but I got the impression he was maybe in his 30s or early 40s. Good for him. I'm sure it was a hard decision. It feels like too much to lose, and so much is on the line. I guess it is just nice knowing I'm not alone. Hopefully he writes back with more updates." Ooh, I do remember my aha moment when I was 47. And, Anyways, again, I am showing up. So, thank you for tuning in, and I hope to bring you more content soon. Blessings to everyone out there. These are difficult times. I'm waking up every day to, I don't know, breaking news. I'm trying to take this day by day and communicate with my children, but everything is going on right now. So I hope you're doing the same. And I will bring you another episode, hopefully on next Tuesday. All right. Take care. Thank you so much. Bye.